MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 5, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the 80s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 1:36 p.m. The Sumner Tunnel is now closed for repairs, with the tunnel closed today through the end of August. It's expected to impact the Ted Williams Tunnel and potentially slow down drivers trying to get to Logan Airport. In efforts to mitigate the closure this summer, the Blue Line is now free, and there are also new ferries to Boston from Lynn and Winthrop. There are also reduced parking rates at the Wonderland MBTA station. In Beverly, traffic woes continue with the closed Hall, Whitaker, and Kernwood bridges. Replacement of the two bridges may take up to 4 years. Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill, like everyone, would hope that the process of building two new bridges could be faster, but he reported at a recent public hearing that progress is being made.
We've been working with the MassDOT team from the time they told us they're closing the bridge last June. Coming out of the several meetings in the fall and the last public meeting in November, as was explained to you, excuse me, your number of elected officials from local up through federal, we've been working with MassDOT and trying to nail down what was an acceptable design. And as they said, making sure that there was a temp bridge that didn't have to get built and then torn down, right? So that temp bridge goes in, there's a way to get across the Bass River right up until a ribbon gets cut on the two permanent bridges. And that also took bringing the Coast Guard in early, because the temporary bridge is meant to be a fixed span bridge. That's something that can be permitted and built more quickly, but it requires that MassDOT put a reasonable program in place so that the Bass Haven Yacht Club boat owners can get down the river and back up the river seasonally, down in the spring and back in the fall.
That's Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill. The entire public hearing can be viewed on BevCam. The state has started the new fiscal year without a formal budget for the seventh straight year. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes that wrangling among lawmakers continues behind closed doors over the final spending package. There is an interim budget in place until the end of the month, approved by the governor and the legislature. Water quality at Kings Beach on the Lynn-Swampscott line is the worst in the region. The Daily Item in Lynn reports that the Metropolitan Beach's quality report card, that is compiled by Save the Harbor / Save the Bay, indicates that the water quality is getting worse over time. Kings Beach is frequently polluted with sewage mixed groundwater discharge from a drain pipe at Stacy's Brook. Fireworks went off last night in Salem and Marblehead under foggy but dry skies. The postponed Lynn-Swampscott fireworks will be held tonight at Kings Beach, while Gloucester will have its display on Saturday night. And the 4th of July may be over, but there is still great holiday-type activity resuming tomorrow in Gloucester. Gloucester Maritime Executive Director Michael DeCoster explains what the upcoming Maritime Rendezvous and the International Dory Races are all about.
It's a brand new event. It's a one-time event, unique for this year only. It's Gloucester's 400th anniversary, so we wanted to do something, you know, special to commemorate it. So we're celebrating a whole series of events all summer long. And this is the first major one. It's the kickoff. It is the Gloucester Maritime Rendezvous. We've invited vessels from all over the Eastern Seaboard. We kept it small because we also have Schooner Festival and we want most vessels to come there. But with 8 or 9 different vessels, 42 opportunities to go out sailing, 30 hours of deck tours, a bunch of great events all weekend long. We are celebrating the International Dory Race, the race that happens every year, annual event between Lunenburg and Gloucester. It's been going on since 1950. This is the 71st annual running, and it happens Saturday morning. So we built this great event with our sponsor, our signature sponsor, Gloucester 400. We put this event together for the public to come out, have some fun.
That's Gloucester Maritime Executive Director Michael DeCoster. The festivities are based at Harbor Loop and take place from July 6 to July 9. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Rangers yesterday, 6-2. Game 2 of the series is tonight at Fenway Park. The Salem News has named Peabody High softball player Abigail Betancourt as their softball player of the year. The entire All-Star team is noted in today's paper. Locally, the District 15 and District 16 Little League tournament continues tonight at various locations. And although local high school athletes do not have official practices over the summer, Newburyport High Athletic Director Kyle Hodgson tells us that many of their athletes are coming to their school daily for summer workouts.
If you walked into our weight room, it's open each morning, 7 to 10 throughout the summer. If you walked in, it's not what you would expect to see in a gym, a weight room. It's evolved, even how the program. Think of like Tom Brady's program. We follow Mike Boyle's method, and it's really about flexibility and mobility, and it's giving athletes confidence, preventing injuries, as well as obviously building strength and improving conditioning. So we've got a turf area in our weight room, and kids are pushing sleds, and it's a really great great atmosphere. Both for males and females. So I think that's really a big part of it. And we have 5 classes during the day that follows that same program that our athletes do. It's all. We call it all access. All athletes, all access all year. So we don't train athletes sport specifically. We train them as an athlete. And that carries over from season to season. And I think it's been really successful in our weight room has been renovated, thankfully, by the generous donation from Newburyport Education Foundation just before COVID. So we're really fortunate to have what we have, and they made that possible.
Hodgson was named the Cape Ann League's Athletic Director of the Year. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Wednesday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today. This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays yesterday, 5-4. They sweep a 3-game series in Toronto. They are now 7-0 against the Jays this season. The Red Sox are off today. They'll host Texas tomorrow at Fenway. First pitch at 1:35. The Bruins are bringing back Milan Lucic.
Hey, Bruins fans. I'm so excited to be back. I missed you guys so, so much. Can't wait for opening night in October. I'll see you guys then. Can't wait to be back in black and gold.
Now, the Bruins lost early in the Stanley Cup playoffs this spring, and it appears that New England sports fans just shook off the loss. No big deal. On Unanchored Boston with Bob Lobel and Mike Lynch, sports writer Sean McAdam discusses the Bruins' early playoff exit.
For instance, the Bruins season, you know, a terrific record-setting regular season followed by an upset in the first round. I think people are able to just shrug that off and go on to the next thing. And that wasn't something that was done 30 years ago. People would wallow in too many men on the ice in Montreal or wallow in, Glenn Wesley hitting the crossbar in overtime or, you know, any of those kind of losses used to stick with us a lot longer because we had no championships to fall back on. Now that there are championships, even if it's not that particular sport, I think people find it easier to move on and start focusing on what's next on the sports calendar.
The Unanchored Boston podcast can be heard right here each week on our website. In North Shore sports, in District 15 Little League action tonight, Amesbury plays at Ipswich, first pitch at 7:30. The North Shore Navigators are on the road tonight playing at Sanford. That's sports along with Rick Moore. Have a safe and happy 4th of July holiday week. Again, thanks for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.